Okay, we're on Daf Yud Aleph Omed Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Ein ma'abrim et hashana b'shnei re'avon. One should not make the year longer if it is a shnat re'avon, that there's no food available, because what this will do is it will push off the time that the tefuah is muteret to eat, and that way the prices will continue spiraling upwards because people figure there's still an extra month now until they're going to be able to get the tefuah chadasha, and this will cause tremendous problems for people who can't afford to eat. Not to mention the fact that the food itself won't be ready, assuming that there is no food. People will therefore maybe eat before the Hakravas Omer, and so it's just a bad idea all around. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, we have a riot to this from the following, as Rebbe brings from the Maisa in Tanakh. The Ish Ba Mi Baal Shalisha, Vayavela Ish Elohim, Lechem Bikurim Esrim. So here somebody comes from Baal Shalisha, brings to Elisha, and this is in the middle of a story about the hunger that was going on at the time. So he brings Lechem Bikurim, Esrim Lechem Shimurim, the Carmel Vitzikuno, and so on and so forth. And it's Lechem Sorim. Now, what you have to know is that Ein Lecha Kala B'chol Eretz Yisrael V'Ashoper Oter Yeter Mi Baal Shalisha. The reason that Baal Shalisha is mentioned over here is because it was a location that had the earliest ripening of grain from the entire country. The Apal Pike, nonetheless, Lo Bichra Ela Min Echad. Now, clearly, there was only one thing that they could bring, because it mentions over here that this was the Lechem Bikurim, was the first bread. Now, you might think that one mean was chitim, it was not chitim, it was chitim, and of course it would mean there were other meaning, because chitim ripens later. It wasn't chitim, as it says, it was sorim, tamadomer sorim. Now, maybe you'll say, well, okay, it was early in the year, and therefore things hadn't yet ripened. It wasn't early in the year, it wasn't before the Omer, it was after the Omer. Shemetam lefnei Omer, Talmud lomar, tein la'am, v'yocheilu. So obviously, achra Omer hayat must have been after the Omer. And then the question is, if it's after the Omer, and there's nothing to eat but a little bit of lechem bikurim, which is only sorim, which is strange. Now, there's nothing available. And it's, normally I would have said, that for the Aviv, where we find that the peros are taking, or the tefuah is taking a long time to ripen, we said yesterday that that's a good time to be ma'aber the shana. And yet, nonetheless, Elisha had not been ma'aber that shana. So, mipnei ma lo ibra Elisha. How, therefore, why did he let it go this way? Why didn't he put things off so that by the time now the Omer had come, we would have found other minim available? The answer must be Sheshnat Batzoret Haita V'Yakorat Simodet Agranot. Since it was a Shnat Batzoret and everybody was running and waiting until the new food would be available, it was improper to put off the year. Now, it's very interesting because the Rambam says that this whole halacha of not going ahead with an Ibur and a Shnat Ravon would not apply to primary reasons for Ibur Hashanah. It would only apply to things like the washed out roads and the Gesherim and so on, but nothing to do with the actual astronomical elements or the agricultural, direct agricultural of Aviv. Now he says Aviv. Now, of course, everybody asks him, that's what we're talking about here. The very raya that we're bringing is the raya of Aviv. So how could he possibly say, Aviv, remember we explained all along meant that the tefuah has not yet been the vaker. It's not Chodesh Aviv. Not the Chodesh Aviv that has to fall in the tekufa, which is a different issue. That has to do just with the question of when the spring began. But over here we're talking about the actual agricultural phenomena. So the truth is that the Rambam Lashitoso holds that the meaning of Aviv is not because there's insufficient peros, it's because Aviv, that there won't be Aviv for the Omer. And that's how he learns Aviv, and that's not the point of Aviv. So, right? So in other words, had it been, that's what he says, had it been for other reasons, the primary reason. It's kufa for sure, as we mentioned yesterday. I mean, that the Rambam holds, that's from the Diraisa, no matter what the heck is going on, you absolutely must do that, because that's mark of your pesach. There's nothing to do with how inconvenient it is. But here we're talking about the Avi. There was tefuah that was available for the Omer, right? They had what to eat from Lechem Seorim. So therefore, he's saying this raya that we have, that it would have been a good thing, and so on and so forth, because obviously it was a early year, but nonetheless he didn't do it because of the Shnat Batzoret. Toner Rabbanan, and he says this all as his own svar. He says, Yeroi Ali, it appears to me that Masha Omru Chachomim, that Ein Ma'abrin B'Shnat Ravon, it's only this, so he takes it as a Dover Porshet. Toner Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin Et Hashana Lifnei Rosh Hashana, Ve'im Ibrua Eina Me'uberet. So one is not allowed to be ma'abed hashana. That's a machlokas rishonim over here. Whether this means literally to be ma'abed, or whether it means to be mechashev on the ibur. One should only be mechashev afterwards. So im ma'abed metashana. But if it's b'shat atchak, you can be ma'abed immediately after Rosh Hashanah. The FLP came, but even if you're going to be Ma'aber after Rosh Hashanah, you can't be Ma'aber any month but Adar. In other words, you can't say, well, the year obviously needs an extra month, let's insert it now after Rosh Hashanah and have Tishrei Beit. You can only have Chodesh Adar. What's that?
After Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, but you can't announce that and create the Yibur until after Rosh Hashanah. Any Vashochu Le'Larava, was there not a famous story during the time of the Gzerot of the Romans against Kiddush HaChodesh, in which they had to send ciphered messages because they couldn't let it on that there was a Kiddush Hashanah and Chodesh going on, so they sent a message in the following secret, meaning it was Beremes, and nobody would understand what it's talking about, and they wrote like this: Zug Ba Mirakat. There was a set of Talmidei Chachamim who had come on their way from Tveria, when it had been caught the Tafso Nesher, an eagle caught them. An eagle, some learn that it refers to Daniel's description of Poras, and they were delivered into the Romans. Others learn that it means like a getter of a policeman, or others learn that it's another strange lotion, and it means Tafso Nesher, they got caught in a rainstorm. But in any event, the Yadam Dvarim Anasebalus, they were captured carrying in their hands things that are manufactured in Luz. Now we know what was manufactured in Luz. My new Dvarim Anasebalus, that's Tcheles. Now that was against the law, because Tcheles, as you know, there was a Roman decree against commoners using Tcheles. So they could have had their heads handed to them. B'schut ha-rachamim u'b'schutam, or some of the years of b'schutchem, referring to the Beis Din, yatsu b'shalom. They got away with murder and they got out of there, despite the fact that they were wearing tzitzis. V'amuse yirechei Nachshon. Now those who are the descendants of the thighs of Nachshon, meaning the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, so in other words, the Nasi, bikshu likboa netziv echad, wished to define one additional month. We'll see how we see Netziv as a month from the story of Shlomo. V'lo hinichan adomi halaz. Now that red guy didn't allow them, which means that the Romans had been gozer and therefore they couldn't do anything about it. Aval ba'alei ha-supot. However, the Talmidei Chachamim, who are ba'alei ha-supot, as it refers to in the pasuk we just had it in Koheles, right? Divrei Chachamim kedar vanot. The end of Kohelet. So Ba'alei HaSupot is a simon of Talmidei Chachamim. Netzvu, they gathered. The Kavulo, and they, in other words, they made a ad hoc gathering of Sanhedrin. And Kavulo Netziv Echad B'Yerach Shemit Bo Aaron HaKohen. And they added an additional month, and they did this in the month in which Aaron HaKohen died, which of course is Av. Yeah, that says the Farish. So how does this work? I thought they can't do it before Rosh Hashanah. Av is well before Rosh Hashanah. So how did this happen? Well, they only worked it out. So that was the Bishas HaTchak. But they were not Megalit to the Tzibur until after Rosh Hashanah, because we're afraid if you're Megalit earlier, people will forget by the time Rosh Hashanah comes around, and we want to have as late as possible an announcement to make sure that the Pesach will be Bizmano and that people shouldn't make a mistake. My mashma d'hai netziv lashon d'yarchahu. Where do we see that the word netziv means a month? Or why would we use it for a month? D'chtivu l'shlomo shneim asam netzivim al kol Yisrael v'kilkulu et ha-melech v'anashav chodesh b'shana v'et beito. Chodesh b'shana. So a netziv was per month. But v'chtiv netziv echad asher ba'aretz. It says in that pasuk also that there was a netziv asher ba'aretz besides these 12 netzivim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachman says, chadomer echad memuna al kulam, that means that there was an upper netziv, and chadomer keneged chodesh ha'ibur. There was one guy who kicked in every time there was an Adar Sheni. So we therefore use netziv as a remez to the Adar Sheni. We are not ma'aber the shana from 1 year to the next. What exactly that means? That Rashi learns it means that if you have a year which in and of itself wouldn't require it to be mu'uberet, but in order to fix a year later down the line, we'd have to fix it. Now the mashma'ut over here is, and throughout the sugya, the mashma'ut is, that we did not stick to the calendar that we have today, the machzor, even though that is a very effective way of working out the correct fixing of the solar and the lunar years, so that we allow things to get messed up, and then fix it more drastically than we would need to fix it the way we have it today. So that there's some indication in the Gaonim that the Machzor was very ancient. The Machzor as we have it today might have been even before Hillel HaSheni. Not that he was Kodea it, and that we might have gone off of it as necessary, but that generally speaking there was an attempt to maintain the Machzor. So if you learn that it means that you can't be Ma'aber 1 year for the year that comes, Then the language doesn't fit very, very well, because ma'abrim usually means the act of ibur. So Tosis learns that it means actually that you're not mechashev the ibur in advance, which is also, I mean, so what do we do? In other words, even though it said before that you can b'shasat chak, you can think about the year before as long as you're not megalet over here, we say that we don't make that cheshbon before, even if we're not going to be megala it, because we want the cheshbon to be made during the course of the year itself. Of course, the question is, what about our whole approach where we do everything centuries in advance? Right, this is a lot of discussion in the Rishonim about how does this tie in with our halacha, because some learn that this is actually the Arisa. And so the Ramban, I mean, this is where the Ramban discusses his idea that he gives over this whole information about Hillel HaSheni, how they were Kovei and so on. He learns that this whole halacha is only a Drabonon. And therefore, okay, fine, so B'Shas HaTchak, where we weren't going to have a Bezdin at all, we could even be Kovei and be Makadesh, which runs against what the Gemara is saying over here, that we could be Makadesh even Bidiavad in advance. Tana Rabbanan Ein Ma'abrim. Correct. No, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that we stuck to that Mazer. In other words, that Mazer is still accurate, and it's a very easy way to maintain the calendar. Because that way you can maintain the calendar going all the way back, but it doesn't mean that we didn't go off of it. As I said, it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas we've shown him, really. V'lo shalosh shanim zu achazu. And we don't make 3 years one after the other Now, Rashi seems to learn that this means we don't make three leap years after one after the other. And, I mean, that's a problem. We don't really make two leap years after the other. So, as Tosis points out, I mean, what is he trying to say exactly? Like, what, because Rashi says the reason will be because you'll have, you'll have Sukkot coming out in the middle of God knows when, and Pesach coming out, in the middle of the summertime and so on. So he's clearly talking about the actual kliyos, which would mean we might have gotten way off of the marzah. But Tosis learns that this means, again, in terms of the chishuv, which is connected everything that we do, obviously. In other words, we don't work out the calendar in such a way that we should be koveya, cover that, will you? Knock me out. We don't work out the calendar in such a way that we're dealing with three Iburim in advance. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Ma'aseh, the Rabbi Akiva, Shayachavush, Bebeta HaSurim, the Iber Shaloshanim, Zuachazu, that there was such a Maisa with Rabbi Akiva, and they said to him, Misham Raya, Beidin Yashvu Vekavu Achat Achat Bizmana, that Bezdin there. So again, according to Rashi, this would mean the mashmos was they sat in jail with Rabbi Akiva and they were ma'abra 3 years in a row. So the Gemara answers, no, it doesn't mean that. It means that Rabbi Akiva was a great bucky, so they had to deal with him about the chishuv ha'ibur. And then Bezdin at the time, whether it was over the period of the next 7 years maybe, Bezdin afterwards utilized that chishuv of the ibur that they had done with Rabbi Akiva, and because he was a tremendous bucky in Ibur HaShanah, they knew that he was about to be killed. I mean, he was in a Roman jail, so they wanted to take advantage of his expertise before he died. But then the Bezdin themselves, at the time, they went ahead and they were Mekadosh at the time.
They reviewed the upcoming 3 years, but they didn't establish
it. Not the upcoming 3 years, the upcoming three Iburim years, which could have been over the next 7 years or 10 years, whatever. And then they went ahead and did it. Now, Rashi himself is Maskim in the second Lashon. He brings another Lashon, which is like Tosfos, in which he says that even the Shalosh Shanim Lechatchila meant that Shalosh Ya'ainu Be'ibur Shalosh Shanim. Don't look into 3 years of Ibur at a time, even if it would be Bizmana, in which case, when it says over here, Bezdin Yashvu, it means that Bezdin were Yoshev again to be Rima'ayin. They weren't relying on the Psak that they had there, but they wanted to have as much information that they had from Rabbi Akiva. But of course they brought up the whole thing again, they quoted Rabbi Akiva, came to a psak about the Ibur, based also on all the other elements that we take into consideration in the Ibur, and then they went ahead and did what they needed to do. Turn around on it. Ein ma'abrim et hashana lo b'shvi'it v'lo b'motzei shvi'it. There's no Ibur shana in a year of Shemitah. Because, I mean, that's crazy. That means that another month of not being able to work on an answer, right? Nobody wants to do that. We've got to get to work on our fields over here. And we also do not make an Ibur HaMotzei Shvi'is, because over there we have too much of the need for new payros. And if we're going to wait again to be Matir Chodesh until a month later, that's a disaster. Because we're going to take yet another month. However, some disagree with this, as we'll see. The best time would be on Erev Shvi'is. That way you have an extra month of working the ground beforehand. And so people appreciate that. Now, Shabbat Rabban Gamliel, how you ma'abrim b'motzei Shvi'it? Rabban Gamliel, the house of the Nasi, they used to have a minute guest to be ma'abrim. What would be the reason for that? The Plutidani Tanoi, as we recently had this in the Yerushalmi, that they're arguing about the machlokis of whether Mevi'im Yerek Mechutz La'aretz or not. Can you import vegetables from Chutz La'aretz? If you can import vegetables from Chutz La'aretz, then there's no problem. Because then, even if you're married, the time of Motzei Shvi'is, there's plenty of stuff in the shuk because you import it. If not, then you got a problem. So they held. And the Tanya in Medin Yerek Mechutzlaretz, v'rabotenu hitiru. However, our rabotenu, the Beit HaNasi, were matir, bringing from Chutzlaretz. What was the machlokas? My benayu. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, choshishin The question that they were afraid is that it's possible in importing things that are agricultural products, you may import some of the ground along with it. And the problem is that we have a standing gzera and a shash on the actual gush afar that comes from Chutzlaretz, because we were gozer tuma on Chutzlaretz because the goyim are not makbid in where it is that they'll bury. And Mamela will end up causing tuma in Eretz Yisrael, and we try to avoid any kind of cause of tuma of Tyrus in Eretz Yisrael. There's a very strange Rashi here who says that Eretz Amim is Metame Ba'ohel. Now, we've seen many, many times, and Tosis asked the Sanan from different Gemaras that of course, Eretz Amim, being as it's the Chashash is the Kvura Va'akum, that it's only with Maga, not with Ohel. So a lot of discussion about where Rashi gets that the Gzeira of Gush, which L'chor was only based on Kfura, should be more Chomor than Maga and actual Etzim of Anakum. But in any event, it will certainly be Garim Tumim one way or the other. The question is, are we Choshish for that or not? If we're not Choshish for it, there's no problem having a longer Metzor Shvias. Okay, so you import fruit. We do not create an Ibur Shana just because people are Tame and there's going to be a problem of bringing the Korban Pesach to Tahara. It's a little bit strange, because why should there be? Since there's obviously, if we haven't reached Nisan yet, there's obviously 2 weeks at least left until we're going to be Makriv, the Korban Pesach. And if there's 2 weeks left, there's plenty of time to become Torah in those 2 weeks. what would be the problem? Why would we need to be Ma'avar Hashanah B'Pnei HaTumah? So, I mean, the classic case of this, which we've seen in the Gemara, is where the Nasi is deathly ill. And the doctors are figuring he's going to be dying over the course of the next 2 weeks. Now there, since everybody's Mechuyah to be Mitameh to the Nasi, so there is going to be a robe of the Tzibur over there that's going to be Tame. You're not going to be able to bring their Korban Pesach. And so, even though they could, because of Tuma Tzliya the Tzibur, as we'll talk about in a moment, we're not Ma'abed the Shana for that reason. And if there's a problem, so then let them go ahead and they'll bring the Tuma. Or there's another possibility. It may simply be that they ran out of Afer Parah, and it's going to take them time. Now they know where they're going to go get a para and so on, and by the time that they get everything done and get the Afra para on all the poisons that they need, it's going to take more than 2 weeks. So they know that they can't become Tahor from the time that they have right before Rosh Chodesh, even if it was pushed off to the last minute. Tosis brings a riot from the Mishnah in Parah that there was a for para yet that Ezra had made. So, okay, maybe it's talking about that there were logistical problems in getting that afer and so on. Rabbi Yehuda omer ma'abrim. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, there's no problem. You can be ma'abrim the shon in order to bring a Korban Pesach b'tayra. Omer Rabbi Yehuda ma'aseh b'chizkiyahu melech Yehuda she'iber at hashana mipnei hatumah. Actually, there was a story about Chizkiyahu who went ahead and he was ma'abrim the year, and then he realized that he had made a mistake. We find that he then was Mavakesh Rachamim, recognizing he had done the wrong thing. Now this seems to be contradiction, Rav Yehuda, which we'll talk about in a moment. There was a majority of those Shvatim that lo yitahiru, that had not become Torah. Now the question is exactly why had they become Tameh. Interestingly enough, Rashi learns that everyone was Tameh because during the days of Ochaz, Chizkiyahu's father, they had been all Oved Avodah Zorah, and when Chizkiyahu came along and he was Mavaza, his father's body and so on, and he was Makar of everybody to do Teshuvah on the Avodah Zorah, that was the first time that they were able really to get rid of the Tumas Avodah Zorah. Now Tumas Avodah Zorah is Hukash for Tumas Hameis, and therefore, he's learning, literally, that the question over here was Tumas Meis in terms of Avodah Zorah, not really Tumas Meis. And that's a big problem for many reasons. And therefore, there are many who hold that it's talking about literally that they were Tameh, and that's the Yerushalmi asbestos springs over here. They were tame because they found the body of Arvana that was inside, underneath the Mizbeach, and that had been matame everybody that had was working on the Mizbeach. Very strange, Maisa. Mm-hmm. There's a whole time where they wanted to be Goyzer to him and so on and so forth. And because of that, they had to be Matire everybody. But in any event, it goes on to say that Piskio said, they ended up eating the Korban Pesach against the Halacha, because he had been Ma'aber the Shana. They should have really brought it before. The good Lord should forgive us for what we did. So apparently he realized he did something wrong. Rabbi Shimon says, well, what is he doing wrong? I mean, it would have been Mu'beret anyway. So B'nei'eved, it's okay. So why would he have said Hashem HaTov Yechaper Ba'ad if they ate the Korban Pesach properly? His problem is a different problem. Was it because he was Ma'abrim Ne'atuma? It's because She'in Ma'abrim Ela Adar V'hu'i Ber Nisan B'Nisan. You can only take Adar and make the next month Adar Sheni, but you cannot make Nisan retroactively Adar Sheni. And he had changed Nisan. Rabbi Shimon, now we'll get into exactly the details of this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudom, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Bipnei She'isiyat Yisrael Asot Pesach Sheni. He persuaded everybody to go and to make Pesach Sheni instead of Pesach Rishon. Now we're going to go into explain what his mistake was in all of these situations. Let's start from the beginning. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yehudom, Rabbi Abrim. Even before we look ahead and note that Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict himself with the story of Chizkiyo, what would that mean? In other words, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon over here would be whether there's any point in being ma'aber mipnei atuma, because if you hold that tuma is hutra b'tzibur, then what you're doing is an exercise of futility. It makes absolutely no difference if it's hutra, that whether you bring your Korban Pesach now, the tuma, or you bring it a month later, b'tira. And therefore, he would be saying, apparently, Rabbi Yehuda, that the tuma is not hutra b'tzibur. It's only dechuya, and therefore it's not a good thing. We're pushing off halacha, but certainly not heter, and therefore we prefer to have it b'tira. And so memela ma'abrim mitnei atuma. So in other words, alma itle Rabbi Yehuda tuma dechuya hi b'tzibur. According to this, Rabbi Yehuda holds that actually tuma is only dechuya, but that's not true because we have other indications that Rabbi Yehuda holds that tuma is hutra b'tzibur because of Hatanya. Rabbi Shimon holds that the tzitz is merata whether or not the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's only if he's wearing it. If he's not wearing it, it's not merata. Amalo Rabbi Shimon, Kohen Gadol b'yom kippur no chiyach. Says Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say such a thing? Certainly you're not going to say that there's no din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur on Yom Kippur, and nonetheless the Kohen is not wearing his tzitz. So you see that without a tzitz, Tumah is nonetheless Rutsuya, even though the tzitz is hanging in his closet. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you bring a riot from there? Hanak Yom Kippurim, forget about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is tzibur. Shetuma hutra b'tzibur. So if tuma is hutra b'tzibur, obviously, and this is Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need a ritzui tzitz. What would you need a tzitz for if it's heter gomer? So therefore, it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda's tuma is hutra b'tzibur, and that there's no problem. So why over here then does Rabbi Yehuda say that there is a problem, and that we could be ma'aber the shana because of this problem? He contradicts himself. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, if you're interested in his contradicting himself, the time is, likshelecha higufa. Why don't you have a problem with the brisa itself? Rabbi Yehuda omer me'abrim. And then he goes ahead and brings a riot from Chizkiyahu HaMelech. V'yomar Rabbi Yehuda ma'aseh b'Chizkiyahu HaMelech Yehuda. meaning that it should not have been done, and it wasn't called. I don't understand. I thought you just said it. You just said it's okay. So now he's saying, and we find indeed that it was so okay that Chisiel begged Rachamim that he did it. What is that supposed to mean? So clearly we've got a mistake here in our brisa, one way or the other. And it's an internal error, it's clear. And we see that it can't possibly mean what it says anyway, even from outside sources, because of Rabbi Yehuda. We have to understand that this brisa is missing a piece of information. What it should say is this. But, says Rabbi Shimon, im ibru ha-mu'uberet b'di'avad, if you are ma'abr mipnei ha-tumah, it's mu'uberet, because at least it achieved the difference between heter, because you did it the Tyra, and dikui, if you would have done it the tumah. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, on the contrary, there's no point at all, you achieved absolutely nothing. And therefore, einam mu'uberet, because tumah anyway, is hutra b'tzibur. And, says Rabbi Yehuda, you see I'm right, because Siskiyo was Mavakish Rachamim on the fact that he had done this, realizing that it was a mistake. So, I understand. So then what is Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon then comes along and says what? Im ipnei atuma ibrua mu'uberet. That what? That if they went ahead and they did it, it would be mu'uberet. Isn't that the Tanakama? Or my Rabbi? No. L'chatchila ikabinayu. The machlokus over here is whether you can do it lechatchila, because what Rabbi Shimon is saying, even though he sounds like he's talking only to Rabbanan, but he's responding to Rabbi Yehuda, saying Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's not mu'uberes, and he says what? Bitnei atum? Of course it's mu'uberes, meaning that even lechatchila it could be mu'uberes. So that the Tanakam is saying it's only b'di'avad, Rabbi Yehuda is saying even b'di'avad it's not mu'uberes. And Rabbi Shimon is saying, lechatchila, don't do it. But if it's done, then it achieves something. Huh? What did I say? I said Rabbi Shimon. I reversed it. Huh? I'm sorry. If that's what I said, I meant the Tanakam. Tanyanami, harchi, ein ma'abrim et hashana mipnei hatuma lechatchila. Here we see clearly that that's the machlokas, the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakhama says, "Ein ma'abrim et hashanah b'pnei hatumah lechatchila, but b'diavad came." Rabbi Shimon Omer ma'abrim, you are allowed to. If that's the case, how does he explain why Chizkiyo was begging rachamim for himself? Alo mipnei ma'abikesh rachamim al atzmo, shein ma'abrim el ada, v'hu iber nisan b'nisan. Now, what does that mean? Omer ma, shein ma'abrim el ada. Who iber nisan v'nisan? What was the Amoris? Let's lay lechizki hakodesh hazeh lachem. He doesn't hold of that drasha. Hakodesh hazeh lachem. This is nisan. The inacher nisan. You cannot make another month nisan once there is a nisan. That's the whole point of the zeh. So how could he have? I mean, there's no way he would have done that. No. His mistake was b'dishmuel. So b'dishmuel, the Omer Shmuel. The problem was it wasn't Nisan yet. It was the last day of Adar. So now the question is like this. Today had the potential of being Rosh Chodesh Nisan if Adar was Chaser, because it's the 30th. Normally, in fact, Adar would have been Chaser. And Adar HaSomach LeNisan is Chaser. But he said, no, we are going to make today Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So, and his mistake was in Shmuel's din. Tzahar b'dishmuel. The Shmuel said, you cannot make the 30th day of Adar Adar Sheni. Ho'il v'ra'ui l'kovo Nisan. Since it could have been Nisan, it's already too late. The Yusavar, he held. What do you mean, ho'il v'ra'ui? What do you mean, you could, but you didn't. So if you didn't, what's the problem? So ho'il v'ra'ui l'amrinan. He held there was no problem with that. Tanya Nami Yachi Ein Ma'abrim Et Hashanah B'Yom Shloshim Shel Adar Po'il V'ro'ui L'Kov O Nisan, and therefore he was Mavakish Rachamim. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yudom and Rabbi Shimon had nothing to do with his Kviut. Actually, there was another problem over here. I really shouldn't say that, because the Rambam learns there were two separate problems, which opens up a whole can of worms, which I'll be maramis to you a little bit later. And that was Yisrael He persuaded people to make Pesach Sheni. Heki dummy, how did that happen? I mean, he certainly knew the din of Yuan Hashim, that was Me'im L'Nefesh Adam, that it's not Rova the Tzibur, and so on. I mean, what did he think? Amar Rav Ashi, the Maisa was like this. Originally, he had Yisrael, were Mechtzitz Me'im L'Nechtzitz Harim, which is Lav Dafka Mechtzitz. In other words, he had over here even mostly Tzme'im. However, if you include women who were Tahoros, you ended up with most of the Tzibur being Tahor. The Noshim Mashlimot Tahor in both Votalayim. So most of the Tzibur was Tahor. Now, initially, he thought that the Chiv of women to bring Pesach Rishon is Midiraisa. Therefore, if it's Midiraisa, you have, in aggregate, Rov Tahor. If you have Rov Tahor, then all the people who are Tomei should be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. And that's what he told them. Don't bring the carbon out. Bring it next month.
Everybody.
All of the Tzmeim. Right. Yeah. And the Yutim are Mitzchul of Pesach Sheni. Lebesov Sava, then he realized he'd made a mistake that Noshim Rishon are Rishus. If it's Rishus, then the Tzmeim were the Rove. And if the Tzmeim were the Rove, then they shouldn't have been Mitzchul of Pesach Sheni. They all should have been brought to Pesach Rishon. And so Mamela, he was Mavakish Rachamim on that.
Now,
let's just take a look at Shmuel's Maimer for a moment. Guf Amar Shmuel, Ein Ma'abrim Et Hashanah B'Yom Shoshim Eshal Adar, Ko Il V'Ra'ui L'Kov O Nisan. Question is, Ibru Amai, what if they had gone ahead and done this Ibur? What would be the din? Omar Ula, says Ula, well, that would be okay if
it
wouldn't be okay. If they're not Mekadesh the Chodesh. So they should not go now to be Mekadesh the Chodesh to make it into Adar Sheni. If they make it into Adar Sheni, it would be a violation of Zenisan Ve'inacher Nisan. This is how Rashi learns. In other words, in order to avoid making that so evident, Shmuel's problem, that it would have been Roy, so don't say it's Ador Sheni. Just sort of ignore it. Then, the next month, you'll make the next month Nisan. So it shouldn't be so obvious that you pushed off Nisan. Now, many of the Rishonim don't like this pshat. And they say the pshat is like this. So they Yon and Yad Ramah. Not exactly the same, but I'll tell you a little of the variations. What this means is, don't make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh at all. Let the 31st day be Rosh Chodesh. Because if you do make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, then you have shown that actually Adar was Chaser. And if Adar was Chaser, then the day that you made Adar Sheni was already essentially Nisan. Because you hadn't made it Adar Sheni before Rosh Chodesh had been Chal. Rosh Chodesh is L'mafreya. It doesn't happen in the middle of the day. So here you were holding on the 30th day. Now it turns out the 30th day was Rosh Chodesh. Don't allow the 30th day to be Rosh Chodesh. Make sure it's the 31st day. Make the 31st day Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Now L'mais, as I said, not everybody agrees precisely with that analysis, because the Ad Ramah Paskins La'alokha, like with the sheet of Rav Shimon we had before, that if it's the 31st day, you don't say Mekudash at all, anyway. You only say Mekudash on the Shiyom HaShalosh. You're fine. But then you allow the next day to be Mekudash. But the point is, don't turn the 30th day, because then you get involved in your stira. And that was the problem. So Mamela, if you went ahead and you were Ma'adah, then see to it that you don't have a Chodesh Chaser this year of Adar Risha. Says the Gemara, and what about if you did? Kikshumai. Now here we have a machlokus. Rava says, well, then the Ibur is batel. Because since you made this Rosh Chodesh was before you had made it Adar Sheni, so then it was already Nisan. So the Ibur Hashanah is batel now, because it's clear that you had already been Ma'aber Nisan, really, so to speak, the year in while you were holding a Nisan. Rav Nachman says, no. Ni'ubar, or Mekudash. the year is Me'ubar, and nonetheless, this could be Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. Says Rava to Reb Nachman, how can you say that? Listen, think for a moment. Amale Rava to Reb Nachman, Michte. Mipuri lepischa tlatin yumin havi. How many days are there from Purim to Pesach? 30 days. Okay. When do they start darshaning Pesach? Purim time. Right? 30 days before. So, Mipuri darshinim b'yachot ha-Pesach, v'tani sh'alim b'yachot ha-Pesach, kodim l'Pesach shloshim yom, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, shtei Shabbatot. V'chimati reish yarcha, now comes along Rosh Chodesh, Merachakin lay, you tell them, well, forget about all the drushes, we'll start again in another 2 weeks. I said, get out of here, you're crazy. And therefore, Asilo Zulzule Bechomets, they'll keep a very big chumrah of a Pesach that isn't a Pesach, but when it gets to be the real Pesach in Nisan, which they think is Iyar, they'll be eating chumets. Now the question, of course, is why isn't this true for everybody? What does this have to do with Reb Nachman? What's asking Reb Nachman? As Tosis points out, if you're able to be Ma'abar, and everybody's Modi, you can be Ma'abar until the end of Adar. So, I mean, well, why isn't this a general question? How can you be Ma'abar Kol Adar? You should have to only be Ma'abar up until Purim, because once they start darshaning, people are going to be Mezalzel and won't believe your Ibor. And they'll say, it can't possibly be. We've been hearing Shiurim for 2 weeks in Shul. You guys are making a mistake. They'll say this to the Shluchei Beit Din. And so, the approach that most take to answer this is that since they make a change in Adar Sheni, then everybody sees that this is not a normal year. Not a Rishon. Because normally they would have expected that it would be Chaser. All of a sudden they see something strange is happening. According to me, says Rava, that change will make it clear to people that this is not a normal year. Because when they see that Rosh Chodesh is later, so they'll understand that there must have been a change. But according to you, you said if they did it normally, and they made Rosh Chodesh on the Yom HaShloshim, then b'diavad, that would still be good. I'm saying that undermines the whole thing, because then people do not see that there was any change in the calendar this year, and so they're not going to accept the fact that this was a Shana Mu'udaret. And so Memela works out according to me and not according to you.
Expectations for the length of the month?
Sure, yeah, this was normal. No, doesn't matter, but there was always an attempt to maintain a Shana Kisidra. We attempted to keep it even. And certainly, Adar, Samach L'Nisan, we were always careful to be Mechaseh. Says, in Iyar. In their Iyar, which is our Nisan. Oh, my lady, Reb Nachman said, I don't understand. What's the problem? You think people are crazy? But they're not going to believe it. They know about the complexities of coming to the conclusions about a Shana Me'uberet. So they'll say, Chushbanahu de lo tzalik lo rabbanan ad hashta. They'll simply understand these things happen. And it took a long time for Beit Din to take all of these various elements into consideration in order to come up with their psak. Now, normally I would complete here, even though we're in the middle, but I cannot, and I'll show you why I cannot. Omar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Ein ma'abrim et ha-shana, ela im ken haita tekufa chasera ruba shalchot. The only time that you can be ma'abir a year based on the problem of tekufa, and remember, we understood the problem of tekufa not as a reference to Pesach tekufa, which Shmor of Chodesh Aviv, which is Me'ikar Adidi Etzem, the Araisa, and according, therefore, to those we've shown him, not one of the three things that requires a tzirup of another thing, but rather that tzkufa is the problem of sukkis that's coming, and that sukkis has to fall sometime during the winter season, so that Taina's Rebbe Yehuda, in Shmuel's name, that only means that you don't want most of the month of Tishrei to fall out in the summer. And so therefore, if you've got most of the month, so then, Kama Ruba Shokodesh, Shisha Sayom, so as long as the 17th, as the 16th, would be Chal during the winter time, there's no problem.
Of Tishrei.
But if it's after the 16th, and it was now it's the 17th, and he's most of the month of Tishrei was in the summer, we would have to up the year before. So it says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosemer, Echad Ve'esrim Yom. 21 days you've got. So it doesn't matter, therefore, even if you've got 21 days of the year, if you've got the new Tkufa of the winter, of the fall, falling out on the 21st, that's also would be okay. If it falls out on the 22nd, then you got a problem, right? Why did I have to learn this today? Because the most astonishing correlation of the Daf Yomi with the day, today is the Tkufa, and today is the 17th, which is exactly the issue that we're talking about, and to show us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. It's absolutely wild. This year, last year, would have had to have been a Shana Mu'ubaris. Because it's Rov of Tishrei until today. It's already Rov of Tishrei. What's Chal in the summer?
But last year wasn't a Shana
Mu'ubaris. Wasn't?
Well,
because we're allowing it. Worked out well. We'll say Shmita. That's astonishing correlation.